This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Off to our normal start here on the Wednesday morning talk show, laughing as we come on the air.
Yes.
One of these days, we're going to have to release the director's cut, which includes all of our pregame comments before we get on the air. So
they'll put you off the air.
It'll be the shortest show on record.
Well, anyway, good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning talk show here on this Wednesday, October the 6th. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
That's me.
Still holding on to the number one spot.
Yeah, I got her.
We're not sure what he's number one for, though.
And that will be on the X-rated
the director's
part
cut.
Of the program.
Yeah. And Emily Batten, who's a good friend of ours, joining us today.
She is.
We have a... Yes, she is. Very good friend. Well, I don't know about you, you may not be much of a friend anymore, but
when I got out of my truck and saw her car there, I took my gun out to make sure it was loaded.
Oh my! Anyway, coming up later this month, there's going to be a nice get together at the Legion Hall in Raymond, featuring some of our political candidates who are running for office, and we're going to talk about that and maybe some other sort of neat stuff coming up. But first things first, we have to take care of a little business. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday morning talk show. We are joined by Emily Batten, who is with the Panhandle Area Illinois Business and Professional Women's Club, sponsoring the candidates get-together coming up on Sunday, October the 24th. And you know, we were kind of mentioning this months ago, and we're going, yeah, it's a few months off, but it's just about
and it's
here.
It's here.
I can't think of anybody that the association with Panhandler fits better, you know.
That's
the other sponsors of the event are the Raymond Buckeyes 4-H Club, mm-hmm, and the Raymond American Legion Post 299 as well. And we will have this event on the 24th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Raymond Legion Hall. Mm-hmm. Our moderator for this event is WSMI's own Terry Tote.
I've heard of him.
He does a real outstanding job as our moderator.
Well,
we've had good response from the candidates.
Yes, we have.
We've invited all of the county candidates, including the county board members from all the districts. We've also invited the candidates from the 45th region and from the 98th
district.
And we've had responses from some of them.
That's great.
So we're looking forward to a good event, and it's strictly for educational purposes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The audience can certainly submit questions. We'll have paper there for you to write them down. We will not take questions from individuals who will stand up and ask them, but the questions will all be handed to our outstanding moderator, who has the final say on what questions are used.
And I think I say this every time we do this sort of thing, Emily, the best thing to do is to go up and talk to the candidates.
Absolutely.
Afterwards, because that's how you get to know them. You get to ask them face-to-face whatever is on
whatever
your mind.
Whatever is the pressing issue with you.
And,
absolutely.
And I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. They're good people. They're outstanding citizens, all wanting to do a good job for their potential constituents. And you need to get to know them because they're really nice. They're good people. They really
right.
are.
Right. So. And you need to talk to both sides of
the sure.
aisle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so. A lot of these people, when you say get to know them, Terry, a lot of these people we know in everyday life.
Oh, sure. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Known them and have known them for years.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to step up. And you need to, you know, tip our cap to these folks because they're stepping up in really pretty desperate times right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
In many respects.
There's
right.
no money anywhere.
There isn't.
No and federal funds, no state funds, and counties are directed to do things that require funds that they don't have.
Mm-hmm. School districts.
The dreaded unfunded mandates.
Yes.
Oh, that's a nasty term for.
But it happens.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time. Emily, how many years we've been doing that? How many times have we pulled this thing off?
I think this is about the third or fourth
time. I was going to say we've done this at least three other times.
Right.
I can remember, and it seems like we get a little bit better crowd every time
it comes along.
And we would really like to see the Legion Hall absolutely packed.
So packed that we have to get chairs from somewhere else.
That's right. That's right.
So. Yes.
That's cool. That would be kind of cool.
After the session is over, after everyone has an opportunity to speak, all the candidates. We'll have a couple minutes to tell us what they're going to do for us. Then we'll have cookies and tea and whatever. The 4-H kids are going to do the baking, so it'll be good.
Well, I'll tell you what, the 4-H kids can do some baking, and they
Absolutely.
Do a pretty darn good job. So we'll be some good munchies for us to chow down on. And there's just and the neat thing about this particular election cycle is there's just so many different things to talk about, I think.
Absolutely.
Economics takes precedence here, and how are we going to find the way to muster our way through the next really few years to get the ship straightened out here?
Right, the economy is not going to automatically spring to the top.
No. And I don't think anybody ever claimed it was going to.
No, but whoever gets elected is going to have one heck of a job.
Yes, they are.
To get things back to where they need to be.
And of course, in Illinois politics,
I don't think we better go there, Terry.
My point was, Illinois politics is not any different than any other state's politics, to be honest with you, because in New York State, you have New York City that you're always battling. In California, you have LA and the LA metropolitan. So states generally have a heavily populated area versus a lot of rural area, and there's the conflict that comes about, and you know, it's learning to get along with everybody and work together. So
and what's that town we got? Oh, Chicago.
Chicago. You
know. That's the other Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good for making news headlines every once in a while, you know.
My Chicago friends will be on the air for now.
We used to joke out at the when I worked out at Graham, Emily, let's just fence Chicago and make it one big prison.
Well, there was a movie years ago, and I should not
yes, there was.
Was it Escape from New York?
Yeah.
I think was the name of it.
Yep.
And had Kurt Russell in it, and they actually filmed part of it on the old. Was it the Eads Bridge in St. Louis? They filmed part of that movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a pretty decent movie, actually. Anyway, we really don't want to do that. Emily, let's talk a little bit about the Business and Professional Women's Club and the endeavors that they gets involved in.
We get involved in a number of things. Our primary mission is to assist women in the workforce. Mm-hmm. But one of the projects that we did and this past year and we'll be doing again for Lincolnwood High School is what we call a reality store. The students come in, we give them fake money that looks like Monopoly money, and they have to go to a various set of stations to pay their rent, buy their car, pay their insurance, pay their student loans, buy their food, etc. And boy, you can just see the light bulbs going off. It is really an excellent program. We're excited about it, and we like doing this. Most of the other schools already have it. The Extension has a similar program, but it's not identical to ours.
Right.
But we had guys helping us. We had Denny Williams sitting at the car booth, and we had other gentlemen help us throughout the year. So.
People from actual businesses or
Absolutely.
Who have been in business
the bankers,
before. Sure.
The bankers are there to make the loans, et cetera. They know what they're doing, which beats, you know, my ability in that area. As long as there's money in that checkbook and I can write that check, that's the way it goes. But the bankers help them decide what they're going to do and what they're going to save every month, mm-hmm. which is important. And, but it's really a good program for the high school students.
And this allows students to, as you mentioned, get a reality check on how fast the old dough tends to
Right. We had some of them that went back and swapped the expensive vehicle they bought mm-hmm. to get a more economical one.
Right. And the bankers, for example, will talk to you about loan rates and how that all works and just all sorts of other things. And student loans are another aspect which you know my kids are dealing with now.
Absolutely.
And that's something that you know you signed up and it's your responsibility, so you got to take
right.
care of it. So.
And they will get that no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
No matter where you go.
Uncle Sam will always keep track of you. Yes, he has.
It's kind of like the IRS.
they have that ability.
Never lose track.
You're on a first name basis with
them. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. It's not like they have to go work very hard to track you. They know exactly where you are.
Not in the computer age we're in today.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
that's for sure.
Far different.
We're always looking for new members, so anyone who wants to assist women in the workforce is certainly welcome to join.
How often do you meet?
Once a month.
And where do you meet?
We meet right now. We're meeting at the Village Hall in Raymond, mm-hmm. and Stewart's from Morrisonville is catering our meals.
Okay, great. And what day of the month? What?
Normally the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay, all right. And if anybody has any questions, they can always give you a call.
Oh, yes.
Then that's at noontime?
No, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
That's okay. Supper time. That's what that is. That's supper time. If they're going to cater that food, hey, you're going to have some supper there. So.
Right.
Back to the candidates forum. If everything goes well, approximately how many candidates are we hoping will attend? Emily, do you have a kind of a guess for us here, or a best case scenario? I mean, there's a lot of people who have been invited that we would like to see show up.
Right now, I mailed out 27 letters, and right now we've got about half of those responses.
Really? Well, that's great.
And the deadline for responding is not till the 10th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and some of them wait till the last minute.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, and perhaps perhaps with some of them, giving them the benefit of the doubt, whether they can attend or not attend may be a last-minute decision.
Right. Yeah. Where else they have to be.
Sure.
Because it is basically almost the next to the last.
Yeah.
Big weekend for them.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The 24th, you've got, you're just about 10 days away from the election. So a lot of times they're still campaigning and going door to door and doing the various functions that the candidates need to do. So.
But we're hoping that we have a good turnout because it's important to participate in the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care which side of the fence you're on, independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get involved in the vote, then we ought to keep our mouths shut the rest of the year.
Democracy works best when you participate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
what, maybe you've had some info on this, maybe you haven't, Emily, but does it look like that this may be a fall when we have a little better turnout at the polls because of all the quote-unquote interest in what's going on in the country?
I think so. And, you know, people talk about the Tea Party being a bunch of kooks or whatever. You take a look at what they're doing and stop and think about it. That's just Americans getting involved in the process that they should have been involved in years ago.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't agree with everything they're doing. But on the other hand, at least they're doing.
And on the other hand, we don't agree with all the things that our two parties that are already
Absolutely
established
not.
Are doing, you know. So.
Or some. A
I
few
don't
of...
agree with you on everything you do. All
No, that's a gimme there. I mean.
Well, there are a few of our founding fathers who claimed that political parties would be the ruination of the democracy. And they warned us 200 plus years ago that this was not the way to do it. But then on the other side of the fence, you have to somehow rally the troops in order to get people involved. So, there are two sides to every
Absolutely.
Coin. So, But getting involved is the important thing, making your vote count. And the best way to make a good decision on how you feel is to talk to the people that you're going to be voting for.
Right. That's extremely important.
Yes. And we don't ask nearly enough questions.
No.
And we should never hesitate, and we're all guilty of it, but we should never hesitate after our officials are elected and they're in office. We should never neglect to write them a letter or contact them when we think they're not doing what the general public wants done.
Absolutely.
Keep them on their toes. I mean, if they don't hear from you, they think everything is status quo. You know, so
absolutely
and
right,
we're all guilty of that. We'll sit around
say that, but you're right for a change.
Yeah, well, that's once. I'll write that down when I get home. Emily said I was right once. But we do. We neglect that after we go to the trouble of electing these people. We kind of neglect keeping after them. Make sure you said you was going to do so-and-so, now let's see you produce, you know.
But the other thing is we don't thank them sometimes when they do
produce what
they told us they
absolutely.
Were going to do.
Absolutely.
And we're all guilty of that.
Oh, sure.
You know, if we're happy and we're feel safe in our comfort zone, we don't do much to extend that.
Well, politics is never a 100% win situation. It never is, never has been. And so if you look at the reality of things, it's the ability to bring people together and get along and find some sort of a compromise. I mean, the country itself was born out of compromise.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we can't, I think we would be very foolhardy to suppose that anybody that wants to has a certain set of agenda, certain items on their agenda would be able to accomplish 100% of them. It just
never happened.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen in real life.
And things don't happen as fast as we sometimes want them to.
That's true. And that's probably one complaint you get, that things don't change. But, you know, I think our founding fathers were pretty smart dudes simply because they designed a government that was not going to take big swings right or left or out of the middle for the most part. They didn't want somebody coming in and then completely changing things. So they, in spite of the fact things work very slowly, it does serve our purpose to kind of stabilize things as far as the government is concerned. So, I mean,
one step at a time and you'll get it changed.
Yes. So, and it, you know, it's supposed to be long and hard and drawn out, and that's what it is. Long, hard, drawn out, and sometimes you think, oh my God, they're never going to get anything done, but sometimes they do. So,
a lot of times they're getting more done than what we see.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it gets done not in the dark, but behind the scenes before you can take the last step, you have to do the pre-steps.
Just think of the millions of smaller items that have to be handled on a daily or a monthly or a yearly basis to keep things functioning that, you know, we don't have to worry about. I mean, we just don't.
Right.
And these are the folks that are in charge, and so we have to cut them at least a little bit of slack now and then. So, but politicians seem to be favorite fodder only because a lot of times they're away from us, and they're easy to pick on, or Washington's easy to pick on. But, you know, if we don't get involved, then it's as much our fault as anybody's.
Well, the people doing the complaining about the fact, you know, don't vote for an incumbent this year, it's our fault.
Yeah.
If the incumbents aren't doing what we want them to do, again, it's a lack of communication.
That's right. Talk to the people.
I write to Mayan all the time. They know my emails when they come through. And that's, you know, it is so easy to contact not only your local officials. You can pick up the phone. You can walk into the courthouse. You can talk to whoever you want. And you got to be a little nice about it. You can't go beating on people.
Sure.
But you can also contact your federal legislators through the emails. And they respond quicker to email than they do a snail mail letter or a phone call.
Or a phone call.
Because they're busy on the floor.
Yes.
Well, if you write them just a common, ordinary letter and send them to it, it may be days or weeks before they ever see it.
Well,
you know,
and
themselves.
Right.
Yeah. They're,
it goes through all the filtering system
because
of all the garbage going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But an email, they get quickly. They respond to it. And while you may still disagree with their action on an issue, at least they've heard your point of view.
Sure.
And by the
and
way,
they didn't just blow you off.
By the way, we got another name for that down on the farm beside
yeah,
the
I
garbage.
Know.
Yeah.
You like to get right up close to the edge of the fence there,
like
don't you,
Ralph? I like to get close and personal.
That's right. Real close to that fence without crossing, stepping
oh, yeah.
across
yeah,
that line.
I didn't
but
put my foot.
He crosses it every time you go off the air.
Yeah, I didn't put my foot across the fence. I just stood there.
Well, as we wind down our program, we want to remind again everybody, Sunday, October 24th, 1 o'clock at the Legion in Raymond, the Legion Hall in Raymond, and the candidates have been invited. We want you to show up and talk to these people and get to know them because these are the people you're going to be voting on.
So, absolutely.
And then enjoy some refreshments from the Buckeyes, and we need to thank the Legion Post for hosting it. And you know the Legion Post, they've got some new members and everything.
Absolutely.
And they're making things happen.
Some
here.
Younger guys who yeah. are doing an outstanding job.
And I think we're going to probably have some news from them here in the near term about some exciting things going on perhaps next year at the park.
Good.
So that's kind of neat to see younger people coming in and
new ideas.
They're doing a terrific job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And without these civic organizations, and every town has them. Yeah,
absolutely.
Without
they
the civic
do.
Organizations, you can't get anything done. So it's very, very, very important to you know, support them and take part in this sort of stuff. So, Emily, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, I look forward to it, especially when Uncle Ralph's here.
Tears of joy, tears of joy.
He's kind of the lightning rod, you know. That
yeah, I've been struck a few times, too. I think I am a lightning rod.
We'll just leave that as it is.
Yeah.
Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Remember, Terry Plummer, the last man to let you down.
And he's still with us.
He's
tough.
After all the abuse we've thrown in.
Yep.
Emily Batten, thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
You're welcome,
Stick
Terry.
Around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sorrells, up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.